I'm John Moinkle inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On Tuesday in girls basketball, number 5-1 at Gladbrook Rhinebeck beat AGWSR 77-16. Applington Parkersburg beat Jessup 53-40. West Hancock beat Belmont Clemmy 57-30. Algona beat Clarion Goldfield Oz 63-4. Clarksville beat BCLEW 64-28. Dyke New Hartford beat Columbus Catholic 47-13. Number 10 and 2A Grundy Center beat Wapsie Valley 55-35. As aired on 104.9 KLMJ and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel, Iowa Falls Alden beat Hampton Dumont Cal 44-40. As aired on 99 The Wave, West Fork beat North Butler 59-25. South Hardin beat East Marshall 57-38. Boys basketball, Gladbrook Rhinebeck beat AGWSR 50-47. Applington Parkersburg beat Jessup 65-42. Belmont Clemmy beat West Hancock 61-37. Clarion Goldfield Oz beat Algona 67-61. BCLEW beat Clarksville 41-39. Columbus Catholic beat Dyke New Hartford 55-36. Grundy Center beat number 2 and 1A Wapsie Valley 58-38. As aired on 104.9 KLMJ and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel, Hampton Dumont Cal beat Iowa Falls Alden 47-44. As aired on 99 The Wave, North Butler beat West Fork 54-40. South Hardin beat East Marshall 65-62. Boys wrestling at a triangular at Webster City, number 1 and 2A Clarion Goldfield Oz beat Hampton Dumont Cal 59-17 and the hosts 65-9. Hampton Dumont Cal beat Webster City 43-24. At a triangular at Charles City, number 22 and 1A North Butler Clarksville beat Garner Hayfield Ventura 61-18 and Charles City 62-17. Hampton Dumont Cal and Iowa Falls Alden split the first of two basketball meetings of the season Tuesday, as aired on 104.9 KLMJ and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel. The Cadets won the girls' game 44-40, and the Bulldogs won the boys' game 47-44. The Cadets had a strong start to the girls' game, combined with a slow start by HD Cal, and led 30-15 at halftime. But the script flipped in the second half. The Bulldogs tried to cut into the deficit and take the lead on three-point shooting, but made only two throughout the game. Bridget Broquet cut the deficit to 40-39 late in the game, but IFA's Elodie England hit clutch shots and sealed the game at the free throw line.
Our defense in the first half was really good, and we were boxing out, had a lot of boards, and those really count in games like this. And defense turns into offense, and I think we really pulled out with that tonight. And kids like Olivia Schulte, she really pulled. Like, she absolutely just was a dog on the court, and that was just great to see. And all the other kids are stepping up. Our guards are on defense. They're just all over the place, and that really helps.
England led with a career-high 27 points, and Mackenzie Valley led the Bulldogs with 19. The Bulldogs held the lead for most of the first half of the boys' game, but IFA's Colin Pieper beat the buzzer to give the Cadets a 22-21 halftime lead. There were numerous lead changes throughout the second half, setting the stage for a close finish. The final lead change came midway through the fourth when Brady Haar connected on a mid-range shot for a 41-40 Bulldog lead. After several missed free throws by HD Cal, the Cadets had a chance to tie the game in the closing seconds, but missed three-pointers by Brody McNeil and Carson Calouse kept the Bulldogs in front for the win. Haar says they've grown from close game experiences.
We've been in a lot of close games all year, so we definitely wanted this one. Second conference win, but one we need, and I think that was part of it. We all looked at each other. We knew we could win this one coming into it, and I just think we had something in the back of our heads that's like, we're not going to lose this game. So I think that whole game, intensity was there. Everyone was getting along. Communication was a big thing. We're working. Trey was doing a great job bringing the ball up the court, taking care of it. We had a bunch of people rebounding. Caden, Aiden, they worked their butts off on defense and offense.
Haar scored 23 points and Caden Woods added 15. McNeil and Jackson Thiessen each scored 14 to lead the Cadets. In their next games on Friday, Hampton Dumont Cal will host Algona and Iowa Falls Alden will host Humboldt. Playing at home for the first time in 2026, the Applington Parkersburg basketball teams each defeated Jessup in NICL action Tuesday. The girls won 53-40 and the boys won 65-42. The girls bounced back for a much-needed win, snapping a five-game losing streak. In a high-scoring first quarter, the Falcons outscored the opposition 21-11 and never looked back. They held the Jayhawks to single digits in the middle two periods and held a team to fewer than 50 points for the first time since early December. Lorna Bernard led with 16 points and Colby Wangsness added 12, all of which came in the second half. The teams were relatively even through the first 10 minutes of the boys' game. but a 9-point run sparked a second period in which AP outscored the Jayhawks 18-6, pulling away for a 35-19 halftime lead. Jessup found their offensive stride in the third quarter, but AP's lead proved to be insurmountable. Tyler Wedeking led with 18 points, Cole Browers scored 12, Wes Shirk had 11, and Charlie Wessels added 10. The Falcons will return to action Friday at Wapsie Valley. West Fork and North Butler split atop of Iowa basketball doubleheader Tuesday night as aired on 99 The Wave. The Warhawk girls won 59-25 and the Bearcat boys won 54-40. In the girls' game, West Fork bounced back from a loss the night before with a dominant performance against North Butler. The Warhawks set the tone early, forcing turnovers that led to transition scoring and an early cushion. Game-leading scorer Zeta Huff says the Warhawks responded well after Monday's setback against Osage.
I think we really did good. We bounced back after our loss last night, and we really played as a team. The chemistry was there. Our defense was amazing tonight. Our offense looked really good. We had less turnovers, and I just think we all played really confident.
Huff led with 15 points, while North Butler was led by Eden Wicks, who finished with 11. In the boys' game, the Bearcats relied on strong defense and efficient perimeter shooting to counter West Fork's interior-focused attack. Wade Wangsness and Brody Wangsness combined for 22 points, with 15 of those coming from three-point range. Ezra Almaline added 7 points off the bench. Head coach Austin Guerrero says trust and ball movement were keys.
That's what we preach day in and day out, is just trust each other, and these guys really do. And, you know, we're always going to make that best play, best pass, and live with the result. And tonight, you know, Wade Wangsness stepped up, hit a bunch of shots from the outside, drove the ball well. Brody had a nice night from the outside. Ezra Almaline stepped in off the bench. And we just trust each other, and these guys really enjoy playing with one another.
North Butler will travel to Charles City, and West Fork will take on a Nashua Plainfield later this week. Number 1 and 2A Clarion Goldfield Owls went 2-0, and Hampton Dumont Cal was 1-1 at a boys' wrestling triangular at Webster City Tuesday. The Cowboys beat the Bulldogs 59-17 and the hosts 65-9. The Bulldogs beat the Lynx 43-24. Against Webster City, CGD got pins by Cole Wibholm at 106, Angel Cortez Hinojosa at 120, Paxton Redinius at 126, Damon Fouts at 132, Adrian Petsenpon at 138, and Rylan Morgan at 175. The Cowboys had pin against the Bulldogs by Wibholm at 106, Cortez Hinojosa at 120, Petsenpon at 132, Dawson Bayer at 157, Morgan at 175, and JT Kelso at 285. The Bulldogs had pins by Luke Showalter at 144 and Madden Evans at 215. HD Cal's pins against Webster City were by Kinnick Perez at 126 and Jory Angstman at 157. They had technical falls by Brody Struther at 138, Jacob Mailer at 150, Joseph Cruz at 175, and Emmett Elling at 285. The Bulldogs and Cowboys will each return to action Thursday by hosting Triangulars. The winter sports season is in full swing. Check the sports broadcast schedule at RadioOnTheGo.com to find out when and where to hear your favorite teams in action. I'm John Mowinkle reporting for Radio On The Go Sports.